Is there a dog in a car at a bar on the street?
Yay!
Then that's a dog that we really want to meet.
Hey!
Can I pet your dog?
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 Please?
With Renee and
Alexis!
Y-D.
Welcome to Can I Pet Your Dog? I'm Renee Colvert, a fluffy pit bull owner.
I'm Alexis Preston, a double dinky dog owner.
And this is the podcast for unapologetic dog lovers. Alexis Preston.
Renee.
A happy St. Patrick's Day Eve to you and yours.
Thank you. Now, do you know that I'm Irish and Scottish, which doesn't really have anything to do with St. Patrick's Day, but I am very Irish, so this feels personal.
It does feel personal, and I did not know that, but I could sense it.
Thanks.
You got a little bit of magic in you.
Thank you.
Just a little bit of... Now, here's what I'm wondering right now.
Yeah.
Can I still associate leprechauns with Irish?
Yeah.
Is that... We feel like that's okay?
Yeah. I'm going to represent the Irishman and say yeah,
well,
for sure.
Then, yeah, of mythical creatures, feel like leprechauns right up your alley.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think... Now, have you ever dressed up as one?
Mm. No.
Okay.
No, but...
You have time on your hands tomorrow?
I do. And here's what I'm thinking is that this is a fun Alexis fact. It's that I have a lot of fake beards.
Yes.
And I'm trying to right now rack my brain around if whether or not I have a big red one or not.
Oh. I mean, I bet we can get you one.
Oh, for
right?
sure. But like if I already have one.
Right. Done. Might as well. Yeah. We might as well. Now, I am remembering some sort of photo of yours on Instagram with green makeup, but that wasn't leprechaun. Also, am I confusing leprechauns with ogres? Yes, that's what's happening in my brain right now.
Right. I mean, ogres are Scottish, I guess, because Shrek and leprechauns are Irish. That's what I'm...
But this you're is both, right? Official.
I'm both, so
okay.
A Shrek-er-con.
I think you know what work you have ahead of you for tomorrow.
Yeah, I've got a lot of work to do. Okay. We got to get this done with, because now I've got a whole thing to plan.
Okay. So I've got to get you a red beard and Shrek ears by tomorrow?
Yep.
Okay. I feel like Universal has a surplus right now because they've been closed for so long.
That's
just swing by real fast. Pop by the gift shop.
True.
I'll take care of the Shrek ears.
Okay.
You get the red beard.
Okay.
Together, we're going to have you all dolled up for tomorrow. Thank God. Thank God we got you in time.
Did you, for you growing up, did you do anything for St. Patrick's Day?
Never.
Never.
Never once. It was just dread that I'm going to get pinched. I haven't worn I forgot. Now there's going to be pinching ahead of me. Or old Over does it over here. Mm-hmm. Showed up to high school a little too green.
Right.
And we were past the point of dressing up.
This tracks.
I could never get it right.
Yeah. Right. Too much green or no green.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Can I tell you? So as a child of the 90s, mm-hmm. here's what you would do. You'd wear your Green Day t-shirt.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. That's fine. There was no green on it. But
no,
it said the word
Green Day, so it counts.
And then it was up to, you know, a court of... Juries.
Of course. Yes. It's my favorite type
of juries.
Yes.
To decide whether or not you were about to get pinched.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had a parade. We had St. Patrick's Day parade. And
that's fun.
You wore green and people made floats and it was cute.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Not bad. But yeah, as an adult, I most of the time forget it's happening. But in these times, we'll take what we can get.
Oh, yes. So happy St. Patrick's Day. Thank you for getting those snakes out of Ireland, St. Patrick. It was really nice of you.
Great. Look at you knowing the history of that.
Yeah, it's...
If you were like, hey, what's St. Patrick's Day about, Renee? I was like, well, there was once a cereal with rainbows.
They were stolen
stars,
from him.
Hearts.
And St. Patrick's Day is the day we celebrate when he got his lucky charms back.
He got real mad. And it's the day we give him his lucky charms back. So thank God you're here.
Once a year, we give the little green man his lucky charms back. And we celebrate for him. I like it better, to be honest.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Now, listen, it is a dog podcast.
Oh, yes.
Dogs will be on the horizon. We're talking dogs. Mm-hmm. Dogs are coming. Mm-hmm. But at this point, show's been on the air for nearly 6 years. You got to talk about the origin of St. Patrick's Day for at least 10 minutes.
It's
in year six.
It's okay. Only fair that every once in a while we get to talk about something insane.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. But listen, you found some real great stuff for this show.
Thank you.
You perfect peach. Do you want to tell our sweet, sweet listeners what they've gotten themselves into?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
So
all right.
This week for Crick Crumb Boat, Tug's a whispering teenager,
mm-hmm.
which I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
And then I had a backyard outing with the boys,
ooh.
Drum and Cricket. Sure. So I want to tell you how that went. We have great. A Mime Minute from Anastasia and their dog Evie. And then I got another dog spot for us.
Uh-oh.
Which I couldn't believe it happened so fast, but can't wait to tell you. Got a new spot for dogs, a dog spot.
I love it.
And that's going to be a good show.
Now, listen, at this point, normally I'm like, well, let's get to the new segment. Yeah. But I would like to take an opportunity to do a quick brainstorm with you.
Yeah.
I just mentioned, almost been doing this for 6 years.
Yes.
In July will be the 6-year mark.
Whoa.
Around the time to pivot. Does this turn into a traveling dog show?
Oh, yeah.
Like, because all of us in the new world and where we're going, does this in year 7 turn mm-hmm. into we visit these dog spots?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
It's actually the only way
of funding
I can see,
for
yeah,
that. But,
yeah.
Okay. All right. Well,
be a fun RV.
Luckily,
yeah.
I'm in tight with a leprechaun.
You got a bunch of gold laying around.
Exactly.
Yeah, nice.
Exactly. So I'll get to work on that. Okay.
Perfect.
All right. But for right now, we'll head into Crick Crumb Boop.
Okay.
Alexis.
Yes.
We got a backyard hangout.
We got a backyard
and a whispering teenager.
I gotta know. I'm so interested about this whispering mm-hmm. teenager. You gotta get right to it. Because
okay, well,
is it that Tug is the teenager? Is there a teenager involved? What's going on?
Yeah, well, now here's the thing. Because he's 4.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that I adhere to these dog years thing. Sure. Because Tug is never dying.
Right.
So
yes.
He's 4.
Yeah.
And he's gonna live to be 100.
Yes.
And that's just how it's gonna go. But if we were to equate the dog years, even that doesn't apply because that makes him 28.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? 4 times 7, 28?
7, 14, 20, 21. Yes. Nice.
Okay, great. So it doesn't, but here's what's been happening. So he's getting little pockets of like a really long 4-hour hike
right.
or daycare or whatever, but I can't do it every single day.
No.
And he's got a few things to say about that. Does not care for the days that it's only an hour and a half
oh,
long hike.
Gosh.
Excuse me, the sun is still up. But he also knows he can't bark.
Right.
So there has been so much. I don't know if you did this as a teenager, but the like you've got your manners instilled in you,
mm-hmm.
but you still just a little bit slips out of just like, God, so stupid.
Yes.
But you make sure it's inaudible.
Of course.
So nobody can hear
yeah.
you, but you just make sure you said. So the amount of inaudible grumbling coming from this little sulky teenager.
Yeah.
He's like, what's going on? And then he just throws himself on the couch.
Yeah. Because I distinctly a lot of like, yeah, that's fine. And then you under your breath, like, you don't have to be a jerk about it, though.
What?
What?
That's exactly. No. That sounds great. That sounds great. I didn't want to have fun tonight.
Yeah, it's fine. I actually.
It's absolutely.
It's fine. That's just going to ruin my life, but it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. No,
yeah.
I'm happy to set the table. It wasn't like I was at the best part of the TV show.
Yeah. Couldn't have asked me 20 minutes ago when I wasn't doing anything. But okay.
Thank you. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Maybe if you got dinner on earlier, I wouldn't have to interrupt Beverly Hills 90210.
Oh.
Yeah. So listen, payback is tough.
Yeah.
Because now I'm getting a taste of my own sulky, grumbly, kind of cruddy teenage.
Yeah.
And it's also the thing of just like, you give and you give and you give and they don't say thank you for anything.
Yeah, it's so fun.
This has also
been
fun for me.
My dogs get like 2 walks like around the block a day. And
right.
like sometimes I go, I'm not even going to give you full round the block. It's raining. Like you're not, it's not going to happen. So Tug really doesn't know how good he's got it.
Well, I thank you for that. And I would love for you to call him later tonight and just sort of let him know. Be the cool aunt who pulls him aside and just like, hey, so you know you got the greatest mom in the world.
But hikes every day? Are you kidding me?
That's very sweet of you. But also, how many Cricket and Crumbs do you think it would take to make a Tug? 8?
Yeah, about, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... I think the equivalent is actually
true.
There.
It's probably the same.
You're doing just as much as I'm doing.
Yeah, like even just down to steps. Their little legs have to step so many more times than Tug. So.
Yep. Yeah. That's what I get.
Wow.
That's what I get for grabbing a pit bull and putting him in an apartment. That's on me.
Yeah. Well, it's nice that you're doing the responsible thing.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. He, again, is vocal when I'm not.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I would love to say, I think it's part, yes, I want to do right by him. Yes, he's making sure that I do right by him.
Of course.
So what a team we've got there. What a team. How's the backyard? First off, a backyard. Oh, glory day. What is that like?
Not mine. Yeah. I'm not a millionaire. So we have a friend that is moving out of Los Angeles. And so... three households, basically, we all got COVID tested and we all had like a social distance backyard kind of goodbye hang.
Yeah.
But everyone brought their dogs. It was Bailey and then who Todd's dog who was on the show, I don't know, two months ago.
Yeah, Bailey.
Yeah. And then Cricket.
Is Todd moving?
No.
Okay.
It was Todd's
okay.
backyard though that we were in.
Okay. Gotcha.
And then Cricket and Crumb obviously came. And then also my friend Clara has a dog named Indy who's very sweet. She's older.
Cute.
And a little bit more like played for like a minute and then it's like, all right, I'm really down. This is a bit much.
This is enough of this.
But it was also just Cricket's first time around that many people or dogs. Like, you know, like for a long period of time. So a little bit, I was like, well, let's see how this goes. We might have to go home early. But he did great. And Bailey is like the perfect playmate for him because they're both really fast. And so, like, Crumb would also chase them, but it, you know, was like 10 steps behind always.
Sure. Yeah.
And I was really happy. He, a couple times, would like, if someone would leave and then come back, you know, like go to the bathroom or whatever, Cricket would be like, who is that? Who is that? And I'd be like, no, Cricket, they've been here the whole time. Like,
it's fine, remember?
It's the same person, remember? And he'd be like,
it's really funny.
Oh, interesting.
All right. Okay. Like, all right.
All right. They can stay. But he did great. Like, and it was also just such a, you know, I haven't even been that social in so long. It was wild. It was like within 10 minutes, I was like, this is we used to do this all the time. This is crazy.
Right.
How do you hold a conversation?
So much sensory overload. Mm-hmm. Right. I haven't done that with myself with a group just yet.
Yeah.
Well, I guess so. I guess with the neighbors. So I haven't done it with friends. I've only done it with neighbors who I love and I adore. But they're not like, you know, friends that I'll hang out with for hours on end.
Yeah.
And just that like 20 minutes every day, I'm just like, all right, time for a nap.
Yes.
Woo.
Yeah.
Woo.
And I had forgotten trying to like sustain a conversation and watch the dogs and like, you know, like things that you were just normal in the past would be like, oh, hold on. He's doing a thing. And like you come back and you keep talking like was so overwhelming. I was like, whoa, this was just how did I do this? This is crazy.
It's and I do think like the same way we acclimated into this, we will acclimate out. I honestly think everyone's like, it's going to be the roaring 20s for years. I think it's going to be 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
I think 3 weeks we're going to be like, all right. Well, happy to be
also,
back.
Also, everyone's going to remember how much hangovers suck.
Exactly.
So they're going to be like, never mind. The 20s were bad.
Oh, no, this is quite bad. This is I've made a terrible grave error. I forgot about traffic.
Exactly. Yes.
but I was also thinking about just like all the things you could do. And honestly, I'm way more worried about my separation anxiety than tugboats. I'm going to miss him so much more than he's going to miss me. So I was thinking about all the things I could take him to and wondering if any maturity has happened since then, like our outdoor movies that we had and the restaurants that we had. Like, has a year of him getting older going to change that at all? Is he still going to be nuts?
Yeah.
I guess it'll just be trial and error, but.
Yeah, because also there's another side where it's like, well, also he's had no exposure to it in over a year. So maybe it'd be even harder or it'll just be like, oh, okay, whatever. What are we doing?
Yeah. I think you have the best attitude of you have to like bring them with the notion of we may leave in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Of there's a chance I'm going to run home.
Yeah, because.
I'll drop him off and then I'll be back.
Especially with like, I don't know, there's so many new things. I don't have the capacity to remember how to handle anymore. So it's like, eh, we might just, it's fine. We'll just swing back. But it was really good. Yeah. He definitely got into some snacks that they shouldn't have gotten into. But a little bit, I was like, nah, it's all right. You get some Cheez-Its. You're not supposed to have Cheez-Its, but you have some Cheez-Its.
It's a party after all. You gotta. It's fine. No. But I mean, did they eat an entire cake or just a little?
Just the occasional someone dropped a thing, nothing too crazy. I also watched him interact with like a fire pit for the first time and he was like, this is a weird thing. And I was like, hey, that thing will burn you. And he went, very weird. Not sure.
Noted.
I get it. Okay.
Okay.
Carried on.
All right.
So, no, I guess it was nice because it's not too much of a story, but so much as a disaster did not happen, which was shocking.
I'll take it.
Right?
I feel like we call those dog victories.
Oh, yeah. That's the opposite of a dog disaster. Yes.
I mean, I think that's a lot of what that'll also be like introducing ourselves into the world. Just like, hold on, there's a word for this. Just give me a minute. Give me a minute. Not disaster.
Yeah, it wasn't the worst day imaginable.
Not apocalypse. Hold on. It's a word. It's a word.
It's like a good a feeling. It's like, shoot. It wasn't a bit of a dog victory. Like, and not over, you know, it wasn't like incredible. He like I said, he still barked and had some moments. Sure. But I was like, okay, like, you can handle this. This is good.
I'm so proud of you. Yeah. Well, congratulations on your dog victory. Thank right you. In the middle of Crick Crumb Boat, of all places.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Hey, Alexis.
Hey, Renee.
Do you know what time it is?
What time is it?
It is time for My Mutt Minute with Anastasia and Evie. Hit it!
Woo!
Evie was my in-law's beautiful Kerry Blue Bedlington Terrier mix. She had curly grey fur, the softest flop ears, and the waggiest tail you ever did see. Evie's favourite toy was Honky Pig, but she would walk over to her toy basket and consider every toy equally before choosing which one she wanted. She loved crunching on raw carrot and would take food piece by piece into the living room before coming back for more. My favourite memory of Evie was whilst we were dog-sitting, she convinced us that she was allowed up on her parents' bed. She jumped up with such ease of practice that we accepted it without question and just enjoyed the cuddles. She also very excitedly sat at my feet while my partner asked me to marry him, and she was so happy that we were happy, even if she didn't know why. She loved to chase squirrels and nearly took me off my feet the first time we saw one on a walk together. Whilst walking, she was always at the front of the pack and would dutifully plod along, no matter how tired she was. Although we sadly lost Evie earlier this year, she acted like a puppy right up until the end. She will always live on in my heart as the dog who showed me not to be scared of dogs. And time.
Oh, Anastasia, come on. What a dream team you and Evie are.
I know, very sweet.
Love it. First, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
You're being tough. You're being strong. I'm sorry, but what a beautiful memory.
I know. Also, I love the detail that Evie would, like, look at every toy, even though we knew what Evie was going to pick. Because in my mind, Evie watched Toy Story and was like, well, I don't want anyone to feel left out. So hold on. Let me say hi. And then I'll get my favorite.
Come on. So. That sounds like Evie. Yeah. Honestly, that sounds like exactly something Evie would do. Nothing I love more than a dog bringing out one kibble at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Come
oh, yeah.
Come on. Oh. It's the best. Because we all want to extend breakfast. Nobody wants to get on with their day. We all want that to go as long as possible. I can't. And I got to say, like, God bless the partner that tries to propose to me while Evie's on my feet.
Oh, my God.
I would be like, this is great. It is a second to the dog on my feet right now. Just so we're clear. I'm happy about both things, but we should probably look at Evie.
Well, also, if you want a very, like, it's a nice way of having someone who you know is going to be on your side.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where it's like, look, Evie's going to be stoked if I do this. Try and the say best. No while Evie's here, like, wagging her tail.
I love it. And Anastasia, you described it so perfectly. Like, she was excited. She's like, I guess we're real happy right now.
Okay. This seems good. We like this. Oh, what a great pup.
The best. And send in the best photos. This yes. little Muppet of a dog. My mm-hmm. goodness gracious. Mm-hmm. Evie. Listen, 5 stars. No notes. Ooh. What a dog.
Yep.
What a dog. Alexis.
Yes.
If somebody wanted to send in their My Mutt Minute mm-hmm. of their all-star dog.
Yes.
How could they do it?
Listen, if you got an all-star dog, 5 stars, even 4 stars, if you have a mediocre dog, send it in. I still want to hear about it.
Welcoming all mediocre dogs. Welcoming all mediocre dogs.
Because yeah, I guarantee even if you think your dog's mediocre, it's not. We're going to give it 5 stars.
Yeah.
No, but if you have a My Mutt Minute that you want to send, record it on your phone, computer, whatever recording device you have, and then email it to us at canipetyourdogpodcast@gmail.com, and we'll play it on the show.
Hey folks, it's me, James Arthur M., host of Minority Corner, your home through these wild times for weekly doses of pop culture, history, news, nerdy stuff, and more through a BIPOC queer and allied lens. I already took you back in time through One Time Machine. We're going back even further.
Oh my god, ooh, here we go. I'm holding on.
I know it seems scary because now we're in the 1830s. I know.
No, and we hold on. Like that time fine.
Continuing along on the White People's Apology Tour, Justin Timberlake.
That is Minority Corner.
Like having those difficult conversations, those necessary conversations.
This is now the moment for white people to be rising up and going, this is our problem.
So join me and some of your new BFFs every Friday here on Maximum Fun to stay informed, empowered, and have some fun. Minority Corner, because together we're the majority.
We are so thrilled at your interest in attending Hieronymus Wiggenstaff's School for Heroism and Villainy. Wiggenstaff's beautiful campus boasts state-of-the-art facilities and instructors with real-world experience. We are also proud to say that our alumni have gone on to be professional heroes and villains in the most renowned kingdoms in the world. But of course, you are not applying to the main school, are you? You're applying for our sidekick and henchperson annex. You will still benefit from the school's amazing campus, and you'll have a lifetime of steady employment. Of course, there's no guarantee how long that lifetime will be.
Join the McElroys as they return to Dungeons & Dragons with The Adventure Zone Graduation. Every other Thursday on Maximum Fun, or wherever podcasts are found.
Now, Renee.
Yes, Alexis.
I mentioned that I introduced Cricket to a few of my friends for the first time recently.
You sure did.
And
you
one
did.
Thing that was very relieving was right before I gave them both dogs a very good bath and I washed them with Scout's Honor, the best shampoo on the planet, I think.
The best.
Yeah.
That stuff is so good.
So if nothing else, I knew, I was very confident that no matter what happens, at least the dogs will smell good.
Yes.
So if you don't know, Scout's Honor's probiotic grooming products are scientifically proven natural solution for treating your pet's skin problems. So like, when applied to the skin, probiotics support healthy bacteria and fight against bad bacteria that cause irritation. But to me, most importantly, is that it smells good and not, it's not an overwhelming scent, but I've been using the dog of the woods, and I, whenever I finish, I sit there and I just smell their little ears, because they smell so good, and I really love it.
So good. That is also my favorite scent, is the dog of the woods, right? And it is, so I don't know if you have this, but previously I was letting Tug use my own shampoo, and then after, you just feel bad for him.
Yeah, he's like, that wasn't.
And then you didn't want to smell like a 80s pop star, I'm sorry.
That L'Oreal commercial.
Exactly. Just so much better, but it smells so good.
Yes.
And they the best.
Yeah, and the dogs, they don't mind, like it doesn't irritate them at all. I can mm-hmm. you know, scrub near their eyes, and I mean, I'm not putting in their eyes, I'm not a crazy person, but it doesn't bother them at all. So it's a really great product, and I love it.
It's great. It's great. Scout's Honor. But hold on. There's more.
Oh, there's more.
Because, okay. So obviously we are all in. We're all on board. To receive 20% off your first order, go to scoutshonor.com/CIPYD. Remember, that's Scouts with a K. So S-K-O-U-T-S honor.com/CIPYD for 20% off your order. Scouts Honor, natural and preventative grooming solutions for your pets.
That's a good deal. Go do that.
Go do it. Go do it.
Hey, guess what?
Hey, guess what? What?
Not how I thought that would go. We have another dog spot already.
Now, come on. Now, to review, dog spots are places where you can spot dogs.
And bring your dog.
And bring your dog. And also bring your dog.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were to travel and you're like, hey, do you know any good spots I should check out?
Yeah.
This would be one of those, yes. But you can bring your dog there.
And this one I like because it's a... technically a landing pad, but in Grand Rapids, Michigan, right?
Okay, Michigan? Yes. Yep, I believe that's where that is.
Nailed it. There is a dog-friendly Morton Hotel opening in downtown.
Okay,
so,
keep going.
Okay, Morton Hotels caters to canines with elevated dog beds for smaller pooches, pet food bowls, a dog mat, and a complimentary bag of dog waste bags, which can be used in the hotel's dog relief and player area in the basement. So that means not only do they have relief areas, but also, listen, there's a bunch of dogs here. Let's put them together. It's going to be cute. Downstairs space also features a dog wash station with a ramp for older pups.
Buddy.
I know.
Wait, well, what's a wash station?
Just to clean. To wash your
dog.
A
little bath?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
All right.
And it's all set up so that all types of dogs, different breeds, doesn't matter. They can all come and hang out. And I think it's really sweet. Also, there's no pet fee. They're just dog friendly. And Renee and I have been to dog friendly hotels before, but there's a difference between allowing dogs and like encouraging dogs.
Welcoming dogs.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
So this is
I love welcome dogs.
Yes.
One. Listen, you know what the theme of this show is? Five stars. Oh. We got another five star. Right. We got another five starver. This place gets five stars. Now, do you, I think we, why wouldn't you? Everyone listening, we all follow Jordan Firstman, the comedian who does impressions of like abstract things.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Genius. Hilarious. He does one about a dog maybe having some commentary on what the relief station should be called. It's so funny. He does such a good job. The dog's just like, I feel like that's a little fancy. You could probably just call it, and then
the bathroom,
and then eat. Yeah, yeah,
right. Relief station is like very. It's a strange one to correct because, like, right. We don't call this the room where my toilet is bathroom. Like, right. I don't call it the relief room.
Yeah,
that's kind of
that's the thing.
Worse.
Like, you could have gone real cute with it. I understand yes. that we want to be diplomatic about it.
Yes,
but if you like. I don't know, maybe because especially when they're in airports and hotels and stuff yeah. like that, you've got a vast audience that you need to appeal mm-hmm, to, but mm-hmm. I don't know. I think much like potty on the potty,
potty
it
on the
be
potty.
Fun.
Exactly.
Pooch potty. Come on.
Let's embrace what this is. It's a poop landing pad, you know, like.
Yeah. Now, we haven't done a petition in a long time, Alexis,
that's
and
true.
I don't know how you're feeling about signing up for change.org today, but. Do we want all relief stations to go to poop landing pad?
I mean, especially at the airport.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, come on, right? Poop runway?
Exactly.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's a good time. Okay.
Yeah, I guess right. We'll start that off. How many signatures do you think we need for that?
Well, I hope two, because we'll be the only one signing
it. I think
so, too. But we'll get it started.
Okay.
Poop runway 2022. Well, Alexis, we did it.
We did it.
We made it to the end of yet another show. You're the highlight of my week.
Oh, you're mine.
It's, you know what's, I don't know if you have this, but just like, you know, been in the pandemic for a year, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Like even the fun things in your mind, you're just like, ugh.
Uh-huh.
Just because it's something.
Of course.
It's just another thing that yes. I have to do. But then I get in here, I'm like, oh, I always have the best time.
Fine. Definitely.
This is the best.
100%.
This is always delivers for me.
Hey, you have a new episode out with an insane guest. So you
Insane.
Have to talk about it.
I would love to. Okay, so I've got this other show called My Pandemic Makeover Spectacular. This week's guest is LeVar Burton.
LeVar Burton.
The one who taught us all to read.
Yeah.
Just the world's greatest guy. So, and I addressed this in the episode of like, how did you get LeVar Burton on the show?
Yes.
But back where I used to work is he recorded his podcast, LeVar Burton Reads. Also, Julia Smith, mm-hmm. Who's, you know, producer to the stars, is a pal of mine. So yes. Just offhandedly, LeVar said something. He was always so... I'm just going to tell you about it.
Yeah,
I'm just going to tell you about it. Just because you need like things that make
yeah.
you feel good, right? So just every single time he came in, he made me feel like $1 million. Like
Aww.
Took the time to talk to me. If he was running late, still made sure he said hi.
Aww.
And so one day I asked him, I was just like, what? You're LeVar Burton. You don't have to do that.
Yeah.
And he was just like so plain and simple. But just like, everyone just needs to feel seen and heard. That's it. And I was just like, LeVar. So like offhandedly, knowing he'd say no, I was like, hey, Julia, that
sure.
thing that he said was so beautiful. And it sort of coincides with like, how can I be a better person?
Yeah.
Is there any chance you think he'd? And then he said yes. And then it happened. And now it's out. So it's my favorite episode so far. And it also is only good because his audio, for some reason, came in as a mono track.
Yeah.
And you had taught me how to convert it to stereo. I can't remember. So.
Yeah, I mean,
you're going to be able to hear it through both ears because of Alexis.
<You're welcome>. I like the implication that it's the only reason it's good is that it like implies that like it sounds so good through two ears, but in one ear it was a terrible mm-hmm. interview.
It was real rough. It was real rough. You just got every other word. You didn't make any sense.
I also have a little plug, which is
yes. Let's hear yours. What do we got?
My pod, the sci-fi podcast that I do, Hollow Public Radio. On this Friday, so not yet, if you're listening to this on the Tuesday it comes out, we have a little quarantine part 1 of 3 episode coming out. So get ready for that. A lot of very funny
Alexis,
people worked on it.
This is the best news. Can you give us a little taste? Can you tell us what it'll
so,
be about?
I mean, if you've listened to the show before, Hollow Public Radio, again, that's HOLLOW, Public Radio, we kind of do like interdimensional radio from... any universe basically is the joke. So this one we
it's
actually
so smart. It's so creative.
Thank
it's
you.
So good. It's so funny.
Thank you.
Keep going.
This one we kind of reached out to a few comedian friends, and we set up like an interdimensional call center. And so we just had funny people leave voicemails to what they would do for that call center. So the range is very cool on those. And we're doing it. It's a three-parter. So part one comes out on Friday.
Oh, that is going to be a hoot.
Yeah.
Can you say any of the names? Any of the comedians?
Yes, I can. So we have Mel Cowan, who people might know from Parks and Rec.
Love it.
We have Edgar Montplaisir, John Mackey from Big Grande. We have Justin Michael, who's a writer for the show Infinity Train. Vic Michaelis, who's a very funny improviser. Todd McClintock, who was on the show. Ronnie Adrian is very funny.
Todd.
Devin Field. Just to name a few. Truly, there's a ton.
Such a good group.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. We'll check it out.
Yeah.
And I think between that and then Amy, you guys remember Amy,
yes.
Nan and Goose's mom.
Yes.
Her book,
Notes from the Bathroom
Notes
Line.
Notes from the Bathroom Line comes out today.
Yes.
Today. Maybe you can even check your local bookstore if you didn't pre-order. Point, just say there is a lot of funniness available to you this week.
Yeah.
If you need a little pick-me-up,
yeah.
We got you covered.
Every day of the week, we'll have something for you.
Just somebody. Okay, should we let them go?
Yeah, right.
Okay, all right. You guys, we love you. We'll see you next week. But until then, Alexis, can I pet your dog?
Can I pet your dog?
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.